Georgia Supreme Court, Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 239 slide. Here is the extracted text from the image. Crimes, but a man of high intellect and wonderful endowments, which, if directed in the right line, bring honor and glory, if those same faculties and talents are perverted and not controlled, as was the case with this man, they will carry him down. Look at Vidu, the mayor of Charlottesville, a man of such reputation that the people elevated him to the head of that municipality. But notwithstanding that good reputation, he did not have Rockbed Shaw Rector, and becoming tired of his wife, he shot her in the bathtub, and the jury of gallant and noble and courageous Virginia gentlemen, notwithstanding his good character, sent him to a felon's grave. Richeson, of Boston, was a preacher who enjoyed the confidence of his flock. He was engaged to one of the wealthiest and most fascinating women of Boston, but an entanglement with a poor little girl of whom he wished to rid himself caused this man, Richeson, to so far forget his character and reputation in his career as to put her to death. And all these are cases of circumstantial evidence. And after conviction, after he had fought, he at last admitted it, in the hope that the governor would at last save his life. But he didn't do it, and the Massachusetts jury and the Massachusetts governor were courageous enough to let that man who had taken that poor girl's life to save his reputation as the pastor of his flock go, and it is an illustration that will encourage and stimulate every right the inking man to do his duty. Then there's Beattie, Henry Clay Beattie, of Richmond, of splendid family, a wealthy family proved good character, though he didn't possess it, took his wife, the mother of a 12-month-old baby, out automobiling, and shot her. Yet that man, looking at the blood in the automobile, joked, joked, joked. He was cool and calm, but he joked too much. And although the detectives were abused and maligned, and slush funds to save him from the gallows were used, in his defense a courageous jury, an honest jury, a Virginia jury, measured up to the requirements of the hour and sent him to his death, thus putting old Virginia and her citizenship on a high plane. And he never did confess, but left a note to be read after he was dead, saying that he was guilty. Crippen of England, a doctor, a man of high standing, recognized ability and good reputation.